Lisa Graham knows what loss feels like.
When I was younger, I struggled with trauma myself. When I experienced a classmate that had died in front of me on the soccer field, and they didn't have the counseling back then.
She says she used art for healing. Now she's the CEO of a nonprofit that helps youth in Yakima.
We're an after-school program. The expression of art is a therapy itself. So that's where I focused on forming Art Awareness Project here.
The goal, says Graham, is to help young people with mental health issues, help them cope, and also provide opportunities for their futures. The National Alliance on Mental Illness, Yakima, is another organization helping youth. It's organizing Art in the Park.
Mental health is for everybody.
Mary Stevenson is one of the organizers.
We all need good mental health, just like we need good physical health. This is one way to create a positive thing for our brains.
Stevenson says therapists will share how art forms can be helpful at Art in the Park. It's set for July 29 at Franklin Park in Yakima. For NWPV, I'm Johanna Bejarano.